name of God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost.
Amen. Amen.
Please be seated. From St. John's Gospel, chapter 15, verses 4 and 5. Abide in me, and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself, except it abide in the vine, no more can ye, except ye abide in me. I am the vine, ye are the branches. He that abideth in me and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. For without me, ye can do nothing. Again, I want to wish all mothers Happy Mother's Day. On a Mother's Day card, a six-year-old girl wrote her mother, "Dear Mom, I'm going to make lunch for you on Mother's Day. It's going to be a surprise." And then at the bottom she put, "P.S. I hope you like pizza and popcorn." In a recent comic strip, for better or for worse, Ellie, a young mom, had a horrible day caring for her two toddlers who were sick. And looking for sympathy, Ellie called her own mother, looking for an understanding ear. She told her mom what a horrible 24 hours she had, getting up every half hour during the night and caring for her babies, one after the other. She said to her mom, "You don't even get a chance to think about yourself." Then she added, "I guess you went through all this with me and my brother, Mother, didn't you?" There was a pause. Then Ellie said to her mom, "Mom, did we ever thank you?" "Thanks, my friends, is in order constantly, but especially today. To thank our mothers for the love, the unselfish dedication, and the patience. And all of us can say that without mothers, the world would not be what it is today. Jesus Christ is telling us in the text for today, without him, all our lives would go nowhere. He tells us, without me, you can do nothing. Anyone who does not remain in me will be thrown out like a branch and wither. When we grow up and when we leave home, our love and our connection with our parents may remain with us, but we are really on our own. It can never be that way with Jesus Christ. We all need our Lord Christ when we are in our 60s or 70s, as much as when we are 6 or 7. We need Jesus Christ all the time. And if we reflect deeply, my friends, we know that there is a power greater than ourselves that we depend on and that we constantly need to sustain us. We are connected with that power through Jesus, who is the true vine. The prophets, hundreds of years before Jesus Christ, used the vineyard as an image of Israel. And just as a farmer would cultivate his vineyard and care for his vineyard and expect to harvest grapes from it, so God would care for his people and expect good works from them. What sort of works does God expect from his people? Devout worship, obedience to his commandments, justice and love for those who are less fortunate than ourselves. So Jesus is telling us in today's text that through our union with him, we are God's people. And Jesus has tried to tell that in many ways. And today I would simply briefly like to mention just 5 statements where Jesus uses metaphors that tell us how important it is for you and me to remain united in him. And we will notice that each of these begins with the words, I am. I am. Last Sunday, we heard him tell us, I am the Good Shepherd. We also heard, I am the light of the world. I am the bread of life. I am the resurrection and the life. And the 5th one we heard today, I am the true vine. And if we had time, we could reflect upon how vital each of these items is. Shepherds for sheep, light and food for us, the vine for one of its branches. And since vine and branches is the theme of today's text, let us stay with the image for just another few minutes. Quite simply, my friends, a vine is an organic structure that is nurtured by rain and the sun. The vine is fed by the sap that flows through the stem and the branches. The vine grows and produces fruit. Jesus Christ tells us that he is the true vine, drawing from the Father and communicating that life to all those who remain united with him. In other words, there is a mysterious living connection between each of us and Christ. There is a mysterious and living connection uniting us with one another through our union with Christ. St. Paul used a similar metaphor when he wrote that we are the body of Christ. He tells us that Christ is the head of the body, the church, and we are the members. We are feet, we are hands, we are arms, we are legs, through whom Jesus Christ lives in the world today. So we are united with Christ and with each other through the Spirit. One great theologian wrote, describing this union, he said that this is not a connection that we can examine under a microscope. This is not a connection we can test for in any other way, other than the test that Jesus gives when he said, "By their fruits ye will know them." So it is, my friends, the way we live our lives shows whether we live in Christ or not. The way we live our lives show whether we are connected to him or not. Amen.